working Monday night, and Tuesday might not be quite right, so come by.
Hello,
Sunday.
Welcome to an episode of Smashing Sunday Sundays. I'm laughing already because we just gave each other a look of just sheer terror of recording a podcast with a really bad hangover. I'm Beth Granville.
I'm Lucy Pinder, also hungover.
And we are joined today by somebody who I was describing earlier as the most consistently funny friend I've ever had.
She's not just saying this for the podcast, Anne.
Honestly, it's fucking astonishing. You should charge for friendship, I think. But he is a...
Is he not giving you a bill?
Yeah.
You can get that service. It's not one I've quite gone down the rabbit hole on yet.
Oh my God, there's this episode of Frasier where Niles Crane thinks he's got a girlfriend and she's an escort, and it's a really great episode. Yeah. So I really hope that's not happening.
No, I'm not
here.
Billing you at the end of the
yeah, yeah, yeah. That'd be dreadful.
I think I've got to charge you for about, that was 213 pithy remarks, I think, you got out of me this year.
A lot of laughs I've had out of you this year. And it's only January, February, fuck. So yes, anyway, you're a stand-up comedian, you are a writer, you're an actor off of Keeping Faith,
yeah,
and famous probably, I reckon, to be perfectly honest, of all of the stuff that you've done, more people are going to know you from your viral tweets of Russian bus stops.
That is the one that took off more than anything else. Wasn't a funny tweet. It was just
how
like...
much did it? What? No, it did some numbers. This tweet, Lucy. Did you see it?
Why did I not see this one,
mate? I missed it as well. I don't know how.
I was driving to my mother's house and I was in a traffic jam. I just started browsing Russian
just
bus stops.
Quickly, by the way, this is Dan Thomas, everyone.
Oh, hi, everyone.
We haven't actually said Dan's name.
Dan Thomas, good to be here. So anyway, Russian bus stops. Right? This is why everyone's here, right? And I was in a traffic jam. I thought, that's a very pretty bus stop because they have this thing in the post-Soviet. Well, not just Russia, a bunch of countries, they would just build bus stops at whatever the fuck was left after the Russians left. I thought, they're very pretty. And I just started tweeting a couple of them. And then, like, massive people ended up retweeting it. Like William Gibson, the bloke who invented cyberpunk. Ryan Johnson, who directed the last Star Wars. All these people, I'm like, what is happening right now?
But these were like beautiful, it's like brutalist architecture. Well,
some were brutalist. Yeah, some were brutalist, some were very, some were literally made of whatever was left, so bits of ceramic and things like that. I just thought, they're very pretty. And then it just went berserk. And I'm like, I've been doing funny tweets.
For years.
And it was just literally, it wasn't like a joke about it, it was like, this is a nice bus stop. Send.
You captured something. Yeah. Have you pinned this tweet so that people listening to the podcast?
No,
can
I've
go
pinned
the
tweet
look.
That got like 20 likes. Is that one? That's the one I've
worked
on. That's what I want to get some action on. Fuck off with your bus stops.
How many did it do in the end? Because it was astonishing.
Oh, I've forgotten. It was
so Dan came round. He was like, "Fucking look at this."
Oh, but then you could literally have like a book deal. You could have a coffee table.
A bloke already did. Turns out I was Google searching it. It was just a one bloke coffee table book, which I've bought now because I thought, I owe him.
You
I
do.
Give him 20 quid. Because
Well, maybe he owes you something.
Well, I've got 500 followers and I'm pretty sure they send £1 a week or whatever. I'm not sure how Twitter works, but that was my biggest tweet. And then actually the other tweet that was the one that I am proud of is when I realised that if you add the end credit music of Midnight Run to any film, it makes that film better. Now, that one did great numbers.
That did well over
100,000.
Funny.
And that took some effort on my part. I edit for that. Not like, learn the bus stop!
100,000?
Yeah, yeah. Well, all over there.
Fuck, I'm thrilled if something gets double figures likes.
Yeah, same.
Mine.
My engagement's like, oh my God, so low.
That's why we're doing the podcast, isn't it? Also, thank God the police don't prosecute retrospectively, because were you tweeting while driving?
Oh no, I was pulled up. You couldn't move anyway.
Oh, okay, good.
I
wasn't the one driving the car.
Cool. I just wanted to clarify that.
Just to clarify, I was sitting in the passenger seat going, I'm bored, and yeah, I could chat to my family, or I can Google anything. Let's go Russian bus stops.
Yeah, that's cracking stuff. That.
Imagine if I got prosecuted from this. Imagine with everything going on with the Met, they're going, we finally got a case we can crack.
At last.
This will take the heat off. Yeah. But yeah, they're looking for something to take the heat off the government, right?
Yeah.
It'll be this, Dan. It will be this.
When is Cressida Dick doing this show? You're getting her on, right?
Imagine we had Cressida Dick on the podcast. We do need more women this series, actually, so we should,
ring Cressida.
No, I would shop round. Don't just go. It's not like booking female comics. There's a lot of women you can book. You haven't got to settle on Cressida Dick.
But yeah, just because it's contemporary. Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah,
what's
sorry.
Your perfect Sunday? Well, I like to burn documents.
Oh, God. I tell you what I'd like to burn. Talking of hangovers. We're hungover, aren't we? My head's really pounding, actually. I would like to burn my phone because I sent a drunk text last night.
Did you?
And I can't bear to go on my WhatsApp. I know.
What? Who?
Who did you send it to?
A guy.
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't know.
No, Cressida Dick.
Yeah, guys, Cressida Dick's coming here now.
I just had that thing. You know when you've sent a drunk text?
I don't do it, do I?
She doesn't do it.
I don't. I've got really.
I just had that like wave of you just do that. That little like gasp where you go.
Do you remember when I think we have spoken about this? I think we've spoken about this on the podcast when we got so drunk one night. We're not always drunk. We are really respectable and responsible adults, also. But that didn't you WhatsApp eight people?
Eight people. In my defence, I was in a karaoke booth with
me hogging the mic,
Jade Adams, like loads of people that could sing, basically, and like everyone was just singing and I wasn't getting a chance to sing. So I was just sat there. It was a Tuesday night, like absolutely blind drunk.
Were we?
And I'm like texting boys in Lisbon and stuff. Like I woke up the next morning, I looked at my phone and I was like, like, oh my God, people that I dated years ago, wouldn't it?
What did you shout from your bed? I've gone on a Genghis Khan-esque drunken...
If Genghis Khan had WhatsApp, that's what it would have looked like.
Absolutely carnage.
Just tweeting in Chai Country, I'm going to fucking come and get you, I am. Oh, is this Genghis again? Oh.
But I just haven't done it for ages. I've been really good. And you know when you think, what? And I woke up and went, and it's in archived, and there's a reply, but I won't open it.
Should we make you open at the end of the podcast? Because I bet the listeners are like, oh my God, I really... You don't have to say who it is.
Oh my God, like a horrible advent calendar. I'll let you guess. Yeah, you can guess at
the end. I know who it is because I know who we were talking about.
Who are we talking about?
I'm not going to say it.
Oh my God.
I'll say
as if anyone I've ever dated listens to the podcast. Well, one way to find out.
Yeah.
Who was I talking about?
Of that whole thing. So you're in a karaoke booth. And you're not having a chance. This is the part I kind of focused on when you told this then. So there's not like a system of, like, it's your turn next. You're just sitting there going, I can't get near the mic yet.
No, I think she'd just had enough.
Oh, you'd had enough.
She was bored.
Oh, I was bored.
Okay.
Because it is like an element of sort of, I love karaoke, right? But I only love karaoke, and we vehemently disagree on this, Lucy and I.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know how our friendship sort of withstood it, but it has.
We just don't do karaoke.
Compromise and working through it and, you know, counselling. But Lucy fucking loves a karaoke booth, and it's a big sacrifice I make when I go, yeah. I love karaoke, like love it so much. But in a bar, that's the point.
But
for
this
me.
Comes back to the introvert extrovert. So Beth is extroverted. I'm quite introverted. So I in a karaoke booth amongst my friends, drunk, I will bell out. Yeah. Although no, I did karaoke in, is it the Village in Soho? Me and Garnon did karaoke there, and I felt like a pop star.
That's what I mean. That's the whole point in it. Like,
I literally walked through the bar and had all these lovely men going, oh my God, that was amazing. And I thought, I've made it. I could die now.
Oh,
I
sang
Valerie, and it was like, I channeled my best Amy Winehouse. Me and Garnon sang Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. That was sad because he's got like an operatic voice. And I can sing a bit, but when you're singing with someone like that, you're like, oh yeah, no, okay.
Yeah, he's got an incredible voice, Garnon. You wouldn't think it. I mean, he looks like Professor Snape, and then his like beautiful voice comes out.
No, but he carries himself very well. Because I know, and you can tell, like, oh, no, you know what?
Yeah.
The way he's standing, he knows how to control his breath.
He's got the voice of an angel.
Oh, he has. He's an incredible performer all round, really.
Do you like a bit of karaoke?
Yeah. I know. I would rather do it in a booth because I've had bad experiences. I've had almost the same experience as you had singing in a bar, in a public space where people can hear me, and people... As I went back to sit down, people would genuinely stop me and going, that was horrible.
What did you sing?
I sang what I thought was Solitary Man, but I believed that tune of Knees Up Mother Brown. But I somehow, it wasn't meant to be. I just was like, oh, I think I know this one.
Oh, no.
Well,
yeah. Are you drunk?
Oh, off my ass. But still, I'd rather be in a booth.
I once did Walk of Life, Dire Straits, because I'd seen my cousin do it and he fucking smashed it in the pub. And I was like, that's a great karaoke song. And I just kept getting, I was like a little bit too drunk. And I kept getting the woos, just wrong. Stop. Woo, shit, every time. So it'd light up. I'd do it just before or just after.
Shit.
Oh, I was gutted.
You did a very, very good Proud Mary, though. Oh, at the Jolly Farmer in Winchester.
Yeah. I'm absolutely incredible at Proud Mary. My That's dad my go-to. Still.
So my mum and dad have been going to the same karaoke night at the same pub since I was about 10. It's fucking brilliant. Beth came to Winchester for the weekend, went to karaoke, went down an absolute storm.
Yeah, they're still talking
about
it.
And my dad still talks about it. Yeah. I think it was less the singing and more the dance and the effort.
Yeah, I like the dance as well.
Oh, she let rip.
And that's the thing, you just don't get that kind of reward from a booth.
I know what you're saying.
Some of us just do it for the love of it.
For the love of singing.
Yeah, but I'll just sing in my bedroom for that. I won't pay £100 for a booth.
Yeah, they're pretty well insulated. So
oh, I love
hear.
It. Yeah. You can put like your echo up. You can. Oh, I love nothing more.
You can push a button for a drink to be brought to you.
Yeah, we had pizza in there.
Yeah, that was class.
That was class.
Yeah.
All right. Lucy's got this theory that...
I stand by it. Is this about the 2 a.m. theory?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. I think Dan's going to agree with me.
Yeah.
You really don't agree.
Well, after the drunk text, I might, okay. But go on.
So, my theory is I love a night out. I like to sit around, have drinks, go dancing, whatever. Nothing good happens after 2 a.m. unless you're in bed. 2 a.m. for me, I've had a few, I've been wild, I've stayed up till 6 before.
Mm.
I never regret going to bed at or before 2 a.m. because I would rather be sleeping or be having sex with someone. That's the only two things I want to be doing after 2 a.m.
Yeah, and just it's a no from me on that theory because, again, we'll look at the time I sent the text and then I might be forced to U-turn. But I see, like, Green Man Festival, that is
classic. Yeah, there's
extenuating
certain
branches.
Oh, no,
wait a minute. Festival
different.
Hours are different. Yeah. I mean, that's a weird thing. But if you're like...
There's no time in festivals.
Yeah. If you go for a pint totally in Swindon, different. I'm not sure anything's happening after 1:58, you know. It's like, at a festival, there's still events on for you. 2 o'clock, like, if the kebab shops are shut, what's the point?
Didn't you went to a Christmas party last Christmas that started at 11 o'clock. That is my idea of hell.
Yeah.
Why no, did it started start at 11? No, it started at 11:30, mate.
Oh, I'd be absolutely knackered.
Well, I couldn't believe it was happening. It was so weird going like it was 9 o'clock and we're having like a couple of drinks. We're having some prinks. And I thought, Jesus Christ, I can't believe... It was class, though. I mean, I can't remember getting home. I might have got home at 2. I don't know. Like, it was free booze. So it was like, it was really pretty loose, actually.
Why did it start at 11:30?
I could dance all night. See, I disagree because I'm just like, if I'm having a good time, if I'm having a good night, I will love dancing my little legs off all night. Like, I just...
But this is twofold here because... I'm someone who likes to get 8 to 10 hours sleep a night.
Mm.
So anything encroaching too much on my sleep, I can't. And if I have a really late night, that's me for a week out of sync.
Yeah.
I literally sound like a 70-year-old.
But if it's
woman,
worth it, though. No, but I'm the same. But if it's worth it, I'm in.
All in.
I'm all in.
Yeah. No, because I was up till about 1:30 this morning. I had a gig. I ended up in a wine bar after. I was playing chess. I'm pretty sure I lost chess at 2:02. So you're right. If I stopped at 2, it would have been a draw to this day.
There we go.
Right? But I lost. But I don't like staying up. Also, nothing happens past 2. I've had... when you mentioned it earlier, right? Before, off mic, when we were talking about this theory, I was like, I once had a Sunday dinner at 4 a.m.
What?
that was a perfect moment. Right? It was in... A club I used to go to in the late 90s in Swansea called The Zone. I'm sure a lot of the listeners will remember it. There was a taxi driver restaurant. A taxi driver restaurant.
Wow.
Not themed. That'd be weird. a restaurant for taxi drivers.
Oh, right, okay.
And you go over.
Right? You didn't go in and, like, it was like yeah, you're sitting in the back of a taxi like, having a
yeah,
race.
Yeah, exactly. That's, no, that's no. Incredible. It was like, it was called Sizzles, right? The only people there were taxi
Sizzle
drivers.
Sounds like a strip club.
Yeah, it didn't look like one. It sort of smelled like one. And it would just be cab drivers having a break, people who'd been up playing in a snooker tournament every week. There'd be a tournament somewhere, something. And then me and my four friends, who would ordinarily order what was called the Big Boy Breakfast, that was a breakfast served on a hubcap.
That's disgusting.
Right? And said, I'm describing a hubcap. You know hubcaps, right? Big
no,
plate.
Please, no, please, girls. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, what's a hubcap? I'm not very good at driving, I'm a girl.
You know, a big round thing. You birds have seen them. And it would be like a tin of spaghetti hoops, a tin, beans, tomatoes, all that poured on, fried bread, I think you get eight, plus toast, four sausages, six things a bit. I remember it's been 22 years since I had one of these, right? Hash browns and chips, right?
Fuck off.
This is a heart attack on a hubcap.
It just sounds disgusting.
I'm still here.
Heart
right?
attack on a hubcap. There's your cafe name.
Heart attack? That sounds like a soft, like a soft rock yeah, song yeah. from 1986. Like,
is it Heaven is a Half Pipe? Yeah, it's yeah, yeah. kind of energy, isn't
hubcap
it?
Is a heart attack.
Yeah. Heart attack on a hubcap.
And coming up next.
That's what this episode's going to be called.
Yeah.
Heart attack on a hubcap. We're going to start naming the episodes.
Oh, yeah,
just
good,
based
good.
On...
Yeah, yeah. And so that's what we have. We go there. And go, oh, you know what? I'm a bit peckish. I'm gonna go have a hubcap and meat, thanks.
But they
we
did a that. They did a roast.
And it turns out we thought they must only do breakfast at this time of day. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, and then somebody just came in with a snooker cue. He was a cab driver. He leaned it against the fruit machine. They had a fruit machine, right? And he just went and says, "I'll have the Sunday roast." And we were like, "We've been coming here for 3 years. We didn't know they did a fucking roast. It's just 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to have a roast."
Oh.
And that was 4 a.m. That was a pretty good night. But other than that, I'm going to say after 2 o'clock, nothing good happens.
You're fucking
just
mad.
Just as a, like, general rule.
Yeah.
Forget your festivals. Forget your all-night taxi driver.
I just think it's a mad theory. If there's too many holes in this theory, then, for
Do you know
me.
What it is? You're very good at living in the moment. Mm. So I know that if I look at my watch that I don't have and it's 2, I'm like, oh, if I stay up another hour, I'm not going to get into bed till about 4. Like, I'm not very good at living in the moment. I'm constantly worried about how I'm going to feel the next day. Mm. Oh, well, add an hour of alcohol anxiety into that. I'm not going to get to sleep till 5.
Wait, I need probably a bit more of that. I'm just like, yeah, I'm having a fucking great time. Everything's going to fit. I remember feeling once, I remember being at the half a sixpence press night, and it was drinks afterwards. Cameron McIntosh had put on this party. Tom O'Brien took me. And, that was when I was stood with it was me and Cliff Richard. And it was the most awkward thing ever, because it was me.
Because he knew you knew him from somewhere, but you didn't know
yeah,
where.
Yeah. So.
Are you Darren Day? No.
So it was me, Cliff Richard, Barbara Windsor,
Biggins,
and Cameron McIntosh. And I was stood there and I thought, I think everyone was thinking, who the fuck is she? We can't help noticing you're the only person who's not a household name stood in this thing. So if you just wouldn't mind. Anyway, it was so weird. And then people were sort of having chats and it was just me and Cliff Richard. And we just sort of smiled at each other and it was like, oh, great. Anyway, that was after 2 a.m. So I'd said,
no.
Yeah, it was. I was there till, I got home at 6 a.m. I had to be up for work at 7. Best bit was, so I'd left at 5, coming back from Soho in a cab, and the guy had a slow puncture. We had to stop at 4 garages.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So I'm just smashed, putting air in tyres with this guy. Anyway,
I'd have cried. I'd have been so tired. I'm like a toddler. If I'm tired, I just
thought,
not a nice person.
I thought I feel so great now because I was so drunk and I'd had such a class time. I thought I feel so great. There's no reason I won't still feel great in an hour when I've got to get up for work. I did not feel great in an hour when I got up for work. I thought I was going to die, actually.
I did that.
But I turned up still with my makeup and hair all done, obviously from the press, because I had that setting spray on.
Oh my God.
And I had my hair. My hair looked fucking phenomenal. So it was hilarious. I turned up and went, oh, you look great. Where are you going? I was like, yeah, I'm going out after work.
I definitely haven't been up all night.
Honestly, I just thought...
That sounds like a good match. It's after half two, you're at a bar with Cliff Richard, Barbara Windsor, Christopher Biggins, Cameron McIntosh, right?
Yeah.
What I'll say is, they were already there. So if you've seen them at half one, you're like, I might be able to get in a bar and chat to them. If it's 2 o'clock and Christopher Biggins, Cliff Richard, Barbara Windsor, Cameron McIntosh aren't there, I would say by 2 o'clock, it's not worth waiting there hoping they turn up.
Yeah.
So,
they said they'd come.
I tweeted, I'm going to be in Sizzles from 2.
Imagine tweeting Cliff Richard and that, said, I'm going to be in Sizzles from 2. Please come, hun.
Yes. Yeah. You can have breakfast or a roast.
On me?
Oh my
Having
God.
Said that, you're loaded.
No,
so.
On a hubcap, but I'll be paying.
I want to hear from people people to get in touch via Smashing Sundays Instagrams. We've only got one, haven't we?
Yeah.
If you've been to Sizzles in Swansea.
I didn't even know it's still there. I'm going to have to find out.
I wonder what it is now.
I can't go on my phone, like otherwise I'd take it out for you.
I feel like we should reopen it. We should bring Sizzles back.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds class.
Oh, God, I missed that place. That's all I'm going to be
You've gone down.
There's Caroline. I remember one night we were out in Cardiff, and obviously Caroline Street, Chippy Lane, for anyone who is a Cardiff resident. Some people say it's called Chip Alley, and I'm sorry, it's just not. It's Chippy Lane.
Anyway. I've heard it referred to as Grease Street.
No, Chippy Lane.
Chippy Lane this one night. Dorothy's I go to because I think they're banging the chips in there. Anyway,
an ad.
Yeah, yeah. It's the place next to it. Yeah,
one-star hygiene cafes are available on the street.
Slanderous.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be able to identify one of these places. I'm just pointing to the one that feels warmest when I walk down that street.
Well, yeah, there's one next to it. So we went in there because there was a bit of a, like, everyone had different favourite places, and I'm always the first to give in. If somebody else, I'm like, yeah, fine. Like, I'm not too precious about many things. Very particular though, but I was sold on it. If my brother says it's good, right? So it's me, my brother, and his friend Sheeta. Anyway, we were all in there, and there was this music on. It was mad, like it was really quite loud music, and we're all having like chips and beans and stuff. And like Judah turned around and he went, because we'd been to quite a few bars throughout the night, and he was like, "This is the best place we've been so far. This is the best bar we've been in." And I was like, "Mate, we're not in a bar."
Oh, why did you?
He was talking about it like it was like the next bar we were in, because he was like, "The tunes are class in here," and he was it's really nice in here, isn't it? I was like, "We're in Chippy Lane,
leaning
mate.
Up to the kebab thing, going, "Can I get a mojito?" So everyone, let's all have a mojito. Like,
yeah, no. I think they were having a beer. It was really funny. Oh, just his drunk self obviously just thought, "God, this is so great." This next bar we've come to has chips as well. Wow. Do you know what I mean?
And bright lights and a neon fly buzzer thing. Oh, it's good, yeah. I like the theme they've gone for.
Oh, Christ. That was probably after 2 a.m.
I was going to say, I bet that was after 2 with your brother and Tudor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mistaking a kebab shop for a nightclub is not a great advert for no.
Yeah,
after 2 o'clock.
Stay away. Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's really good. You get really confused after 2. Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. So I think that's 2 against 1 here. Dan's with me.
With caveats, I'm afraid. Yeah, I'm gonna agree with Lucy on this.
All right. Well, I guess.
But we'll go out one night at 2.
Yeah.
We'll just video our nights out and go. And this is everything before 2 o'clock. Should we go home? Should we stay out?
And we just it's a vlog of us just chatting to Milkman.
Yeah. Right, so I guess you two are just leaving and I'm doing the podcast on my own, or do I leave and just leave you two to do the podcast? Is that how this is going to work? We don't normally do these sort of
debates.
Oh, we should bring this in. We should work out what we don't agree on, and we should ask
the guest.
The guest.
To settle it, yeah.
I mean, I think this has worked. Maybe it hasn't. Maybe the listeners have absolutely turned off to us.
Tweet us if you've zoned out. Just do
it. You're going to have to go back and edit in a part of you going, right, in the following segment, you may tune out. Please let us know if you do. Thanks
yeah. We'll edit that in. Cool. Well, that's it. So we're obviously just too hungover to think about what to talk about next. Mike, can you edit that out when I say that?
I thought you were segueing into the what's cool and what's not.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that.
Now, yeah, keep all this on. You keep all of this in. Right? This is what, honestly, I think this is what podcast listeners listen to. They love this bit.
Oh, they love when you
fuck like
up.
It's like behind the curtain. You don't get this on...
It's like live TV when people corpse and stuff. It's fun. Yeah. It's fine.
Okay, cool.
So, cool. Cool beans.
This is another...
It's Beth's favourite.
I fucking hate people who say cool beans.
Yeah, I like cool beans. No,
like, I don't want to alienate any listeners, but, like, honestly, I find stuff like that so irritating. Yeah.
And I tried to start saying it ironically to Beth, but it just never...
It never took off. It didn't take off, hun. No, so...
I'm going to start now, though.
Girl once was covering a class for me, and she said... I sent over the plan, and I was like, have you got everything and whatever? And she put, yeah, cool beans with the thumbs up emoji, which is... That's like double...
Did you see that there was a... What are we? We're millennials, right?
Yeah. Geriatric millennials, which makes me feel sick.
What?
Oh, I know. Stinking, isn't
it? Are
we? Yeah.
Well, that's not nice.
Edit that out, Mike.
Oh, we've got a new producer. We've got Mike on the mic. So anyone that's tuned in to hear Dave Charles, sorry. We have a new...
We've got Mixmaster Mike on the mic. He was a mute.
Who's not allowed to talk.
Carry on. Anyway,
what was I saying now? I've got so
Christ. So we had an interesting.
You could probably edit some of this out now. And I've got a bit much now.
The Hangover vibes authentic though. At least Christ. so we had an interesting discussion. About the word cool, okay? So this started with me and Tom O'Brien, and then I had the conversation with a friend, Rachel, and then Lucy and I had the conversation about people who are cool, right? So we're like, some people are just fucking cool, and some people just aren't. Mm. And it doesn't matter. You can put somebody in, give them a really fucking cool job. They can learn to play loads of instruments, and they can wear amazing clothes and do their hair, but they still won't be cool if they're not cool. It's an energy, right? Mm. And so cool or not cool just turned into a really fun game with groups of people that we know that we were talking about, basically. And my friend just, she couldn't get her head around it. And she was like, I'm not cool, am I? And I said, well, not really. But you're great in loads of ways and you're funny and you're good fun, but you don't have like a cool energy. You're too, you know, we were talking about. And then she went, yeah, no, I know I'm not. Then she piped up with, I mean, people in work say I'm cool. I was like, mate, you work in probation. They're not the cool police.
What Joe was saying earlier, what your brother was saying earlier, it's like that some people being perceived as cool is quite subjective, and there are just people that everyone, like Alex Turner, you'd just be like, there are people that you're just like, yeah, they're fucking cool.
Yeah, I'd said to Rachel, she was like, well, who's cool then? She was just like getting really frustrated. She couldn't like work out because she was going, oh, so-and-so's cool. And I was like, they're not, Rachel, they're the opposite of cool. Like, why aren't you getting out of this way? So I went, Alex Turner. She went, well, who's that? I went, from the Arctic Monkeys. She went, oh yeah, I love him. And then she went, I love them. Anyway, I showed her like a little video and I said, that's cool. He just oozes fucking cool. She was like, yeah, okay. And then tried to then list loads of people who aren't cool. And thinking they are.
Richard Whiteley. No.
Cliff Richard.
No. Opposite of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, who do you think's cool?
Obvious bloke, like Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, he's fucking cool.
He's fucking cool.
There's all the, you know, all the classics. He's the number one, isn't he? I mean, he's just like, he basically defined it.
He's very cool.
I mean, I personally think Richard Whiteley is cool, and I don't know why I said that earlier, but who's not cool is Daniel Craig.
What, have you met him?
No, I could just tell. He's like a librarian who somehow got cast as Bond.
That's mad, is he? I've not really seen him.
He seems awfully, like Connery, cool. Roger Moore in his own way, cool. Timothy Dalton was cool. Lazenby, what are you going to do? Right? Pierce Brosnan, not really. Not really cool.
You get a fucking man on the podcast and they always end up talking about Bond.
Always.
Yeah. So they love it. I fucking hate James Bond, I do.
Yeah, I'm
it's
not.
It's the worst. I've got no interest in it. But it is
an interesting which of the Bonds are cool.
Yes. And I'd love people to message us if you're having a listen to this. Tell us who you think is cool in the public eye.
Do you know what is sad? Cool. When people that you think are cool And it tends to be like aging male rock stars end up really not being fucking cool.
I was remarkably, I was listening to, I put, YouTube went on random when I was driving over here. And it started playing, you know, Dave Lee Roth from Van Halen.
Yeah.
He, after Van, years after Van Halen finished, he did a cover band, bluegrass covers of Van Halen. It looks insane. It started playing a video of him on like the Tonight Show in 2002 or something. And at the start, he looks like he's afraid. It looks like a Quantum Leap. He's leapt into his own self from 1985. And he's gone, wait a minute, this is the song Jump. I know this because this is what we play. Why am I surrounded by a bluegrass group?
Oh.
And he's just, he's like, it's a weird rictus grin he's got of like, fuck, I think I'm in a bluegrass group. I think I've just missed the last 20 years of my life. Why am I wearing a shirt that looks like George Mazda? What the fuck is going on? And he has to do the entire song, terrified, on national television, doing a bluegrass version. And yeah, so that's, yeah, I think he was cool in the 80s, and then somehow he ended up.
Yeah, do you think you get less cool with age?
Some people do.
Well, some people do, and some people go the other way, don't they? I think it is, I think musicians, I just think there is something about that, that they just either, you have like your Shares and your Dolly Partons that back in the day were very kind of niche and not seen as cool, that now are cool, are like, they're part of popular culture.
There's
and
a
then,
handful of those.
Yeah, and then you get people that, you know, sell their music for bank adverts and things. I'm like, everyone's got to pay bills.
Well, yeah.
So you just kind of go, oh, the coolness is really coming off it.
But like Dolly Parton became really cool.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash became really cool as well. And then you've got, you know, Rod Stewart, who, you know, I'm sure he's got a good life, but he looks like my nan. You know?
Someone said I looked like Rod Stewart once.
You've got Rod Stewart energy. Rod Stewart was fit.
Yeah, he was. I saw a picture when he was young just the other day.
Yeah.
How did that become my nan?
Yeah, that's where we're all ended
we're
up.
All becoming our nans, Dan. That's lovely.
That's, that means I'm going to become Rod Stewart. Okay. All right.
Oh, I'd happily become my nans. Both.
Oh,
my,
your
both,
nans are amazing. Yeah, my grandma
and your
too.
Grandma.
Yeah, yeah, she's incredible.
I'd be absolutely thrilled if I become my nans.
Both.
Have they become
grandmas
cooler?
Are in great nick.
Other than celebrities.
No, I think they were always like, both my grandmas like looked like film stars when they were younger and were and are just like really kind of cool women. You know, slightly. Some of their views.
Slightly to the right.
Yes. But I think I'm trying to think of people now who were so cool that have become really, really not cool. Like, I guess Morrissey.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's prick. That's a different topic.
Who's cool, who's a prick?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The John Cleese stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You just think, oh, shut up. You're ruining things for us. Like, just shut up.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, man. No, I would say that's a different character. Those have become pricks. Like Michael Palin, he was sort of cool because he was in Monty Python. Now he's just not. He's just a quiet man who likes travelling now.
Yeah.
But, oh, I think he's still cool. I love
okay,
him.
Oh, that's interesting. But he's lovely. I'm not sure he's cool.
I think he's cool.
Well, all right. In that case, we probably
would say Michael Palin's cool.
We have to define terms then. What
but
makes
this is what? Yeah, and but this is the thing, it's an X factor. It's like you can't quite put your finger on it, really. Because if you could bottle it, it's like charisma.
Mm.
You know, if you could achieve it with behaving a certain way and dressing a certain
everyone
way and doing
it.
A certain thing, everybody would do it because everyone wants to be fucking cool. You know, and things can contribute, certainly, you know, like obviously, you know, there's certain amount of style and, you know, doing a cool job, a cool thing. Like, it's quite hard to... I was speaking to my great uncle the other day who is, he used to work at the tax office. And I thought, I mean, you don't really get a less cool job than working at HMRC. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's the opposite of cool. Cracking for tax advice, though.
Yeah.
But, like, some jobs can, you know, and some people do a cool job. Like we're saying, musician, there's certain jobs that just, that's going to make you more cool. But ultimately, it's an energy. It's
because there are people that, like, work in offices that are just fucking cool.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Let me ask, what is a cool... So when we talk about cool jobs, you kind of mentioned arts-type jobs.
Yeah.
Are there, what non-arts or creative jobs would you categorise as cool?
I think... being a doctor or a nurse is fucking cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anything in like medicine and research.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so that's it.
Every time there's a documentary about loggers or something on Netflix, it goes, those guys are having a nice life up that mountain. They seem sort of cool.
Yeah, like people that like track wildlife and stuff.
Yeah.
That just get to like take equipment out into beautiful places, and that's pretty cool, right? Was that boring? Your face, you look like you switched off then.
I'm a big fan of people who are really good at their job in general.
Yeah,
and but it has to be kind of a practical thing, I think. Like, you know, like I work with camera guys all the time. They've got cases full of stuff, and they just click all this stuff together, and you've got, and it's just very satisfying to watch them put stuff together. Whereas most offices, it's just like, I'm really good at my job. What do you do? Well, I move that into that folder. So, and well, you've done that really well.
Yeah, well,
it's just not as satisfying as watching you put an FX9 camera together. Sorry.
But this is the thing of like, jobs don't have to define people, do they? Like, but there are some jobs that are just fucking cool, like being a rock star, being a pilot.
Yeah. Oh my God, I met a pilot.
Yeah. Is this who you texted at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Can you imagine?
I fucking wish.
When are you getting back from Frankfurt?
So I met a Texan pilot. This is my tragedy.
Well, hang on. I mean, if he's cool, but he's also Texan. So
yeah.
I'm sure a Texan who works in the tax office is fairly cool.
His voice, honestly, like, so sexy. But I just had this sort of tragic event happen in Portugal when I was there a little while ago. So you have that moment, like that frisson with somebody where you sort of, your eyes meet and you're like, oh, this is absolutely on. Mm. Like, this is
me and Dan
stuff.
Are like, we don't get that very often.
There was this guy.
Like, get out my cockpit. This isn't a frisson, it's a crime. You know, after 9/11, we locked doors. How did you get in here? That's my Texan accent, by the way. Ma'am.
Get out of my cockpit. Only me.
So what you do? I'm clearly the pilot.
Oh, fuck. Anyway, I'd always had a thing with like, oh, I'd love to sleep with a pilot. Like, it's just always on my bucket list kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was chatting to... I haven't actively pursued it. Like, I'm not knocking on cockpit doors.
He literally is, with a screwdriver.
Yeah, like, I got a job putting the bags on the plane. So basically, this guy... so we're in the bar in Portugal, and there's this guy, and he's from Essex, and he was being so annoying. He's really buzzing around. All right, girls, you look nice, bit, oh, you know, like chatting away. And I was like, oh, mate, do you mind? Like, with that, thank you know, hi, but we were trying to have a night, like a slot with our mates, and if that's okay. And he was just like, yeah. And he'd lost his phone, and he had his fucking iPad, and he was showing me memes in my face with his iPad. And I thought, I'm going to punch you.
Because
he'd lost his phone. And he kept being like, oh, will you speak to my wife and tell her I was like, mate, you're doing my tits in now. Mm. Anyway, he was like, so I turned around to go, mate, honestly, really now.
Back off.
And he was like, he was like, oh, these guys have got to get, they're flying tomorrow. They're pilots from America. And I went, sorry, what? And then this guy's around, he went, yeah, we are not friends with him.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, hello.
Yeah.
And I went, Nigel, thank you so much.
I hope you died in a plane crash, ironically, but moving on.
So he was like, so as he turned around and went, we are not friends with him, I literally went, oh, and we had this eye thing. And I was like, oh, my God. So we started chatting. Well, that was it. I was absolutely obsessed with him, right? So...
Did you get his name?
We had a great Cam, his name was. Anyway, he showed me his pilot's licence and stuff. It was all very textbook flirting energy. So we're having a drink.
Yeah, I've got one of them.
And it was a bit, like, sort of problematic, him sort of, like, asking for permission. Well, he said to my friend Tom, he was like... Are you fam with your friend having a drink with me and whatever, and sort of like, oh, is this okay kind of thing? And Tom was like, I mean, you absolutely don't have to ask my permission. Like, I don't know what year you think this is, but also, like, wild horses wouldn't stop this girl doing what she wanted to do. Mm. So, like, whatever, Beth's happy, she's happy kind of thing.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, I mean, I don't know, we didn't get to know each other that well, obviously, but he was so sexy, and he was so, we had a laugh, we were having a great time. Anyway, we were going to... leave the bar, we were walking somebody back, which was round the corner. So we left and I said, oh, will you just watch my drink and my bag? We're literally, it's only round the corner, but we're walking someone back. Anyway, so he was like, yeah, fine, but obviously in a Texan accent. And then I got back, so we carry on having a drink, whatever. Anyway, something kicked off with one of the, there was three pilots, and like one of them, something happened, and this guy came over and he's like, we got to get him out of here. And there was this big like thing, and I don't really know what happened. And he was like, okay, so you know how you left to walk your friend home and I watched your shit? Well, I don't have any shit because all my shit's in my pockets, but I do need you to wait right there, just like I did, you know, half an hour ago or whatever. Apologies for the accent. And I was like, oh yeah, okay, absolutely. Anyway, my friends who I was with were like, oh, we need to get a cab, and we're quite, so I'm sat there, and they were like, we gotta go. And I just thought, I can't sit here on my own waiting for a
Texan pilot.
And we hadn't swapped numbers.
Dan's literally like,
you can.
You can.
What I time just was had it? An two? Absolute.
Yeah. Was it after two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. But I was a bit like...
Oh, okay, we'll let you off.
So it was just, I didn't make a good decision. I don't know, I just didn't feel comfortable staying in this bar on my own. He was like, wait there. And I was sort of like, oh, and Tom and Kelly were like, we're going to go. And Tom's phone had died, so we needed to come back to my place and charge it because they had to get a cab somewhere. So I was sort of like, oh, I'll come back with you to charge your phone to get an Uber or whatever. And so I just thought, oh, I'll think about it in a minute. I'll walk back. And then we were in the apartment. And then I just thought, I can't go back to that bar on my own and... wait, or what if he's come already and I wasn't there and he's left? And anyway, biggest regret of my life.
Of your life? Jesus Christ.
Mate, I...
You know
the
what?
Next day, I was inconsolable. I mean, I didn't cry, obviously, but I just thought, what on earth did I do that for? Gutted I was.
Oh, for crying out loud. Look, we'll go to Texas sometime. You can hang out by the airport. Yeah. I'll give you a couple of those little ping pong rackets. You can guide a plane over to where, you know, wherever you're staying. Yeah.
Honestly, I was thinking, oh my God, and I was trying to think what his surname was so I could, like, you know, oh, I don't
know. I want to make Boeing.
Didn't make me... Oh, anyway, he was lush and it was a really fun night, so I just had to go, do you know what, maybe that wasn't meant to
you
be.
You need to get cards printed up.
Yeah.
Just so he didn't...
You do know that, you know, you could have swapped... Why did you not swap numbers?
Well, because we'd just been chatting all night, yeah. And it was just, you know,
it's
and he
tricky.
Was like, wait there. It was just one of those things, it all just happened, and then I sort of went...
Swapping
and...
numbers takes a long time. I know business cards have kind of gone out of fashion, but he could have just gone like, hey, well, this is my card, it just says Beth Granville Pilot Fan, and just said, there you go, that's my details.
Oh, God. Anyway,
that's
it's just
a good
one
idea.
Of those things.
You
that's
should get the cards done for every job you quite like.
You just leave it blank and just take a little pen with you.
Yeah.
Just have the fan printed and then insert the thing here.
Just a little dot, dot, dot. Yeah. Pilot. Oh, yeah. Where applicable.
Yeah. Oh, it's lovely stuff that was. Anyway, I'm really interested in that. I love that sort of that frisson, that moment when you and a person go, oh, we're attracted to each other.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, and it doesn't happen very often. And I think that was the thing. I mean... it's happened, you know, enough times kind of thing, but it doesn't happen all the time, does it? It is quite rare to have that exciting kind of like, oh, wow, this is on, you know? I do love that. So I think it was just that. It just, yeah. I just thought, well, that was a shame because that night could have ended. We could have all had a good time after 2 a.m. if that hadn't happened. Do you know what
but
I mean?
Bear in mind the rule is in bed, you can do what you like after 2 o'clock.
Yeah. You don't have to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Just you have to be in bed.
And we haven't talked about time zones. I mean, possibly if it's 3 a.m. Portugal, then it's actually it's the same time in Britain. So.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So that's a bad example.
But what time would it have been in Texas?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm probably 6 hours behind, so that's, I mean, that's...
really early.
Yeah, you 8 at night. You gotta catch a dinner and a late film. But you, I mean, you wouldn't have done. You'd have shagged a pilot. But, I mean, should we go see Encanto? No, actually.
Let's not do that.
Well, on that note, I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to go to bed.
Because it's
the afternoon.
Because we're actually recording this at 2 a.m.
Yeah. You need an alarm to go off
like,
there.
Sorry, guys. We're off to bed now.
Well, on this note, Dan, I would like to... it's not on this note. Basically, we've come to the bit of the podcast where we would like to ask you what your perfect Sunday is and what Sunday track you would like to add to our Smashing Sundays playlist.
Okay.
So, first off, as a homage to one of our favourite films, Hot Fuzz, what's your perfect Sunday?
Getting up very, very late. Having a massive sourdough and salted butter sandwich with just brie and eating my way through all of that. Massive black coffee and watching whatever Poncy Blu-ray box set I've just bought. That's not even to watch, just to impress my film fan friends. So probably, I just bought a 9.5-hour Japanese film. For fuck's sake. I'm not going to watch that. It's called The Human Condition. I don't give a fuck.
But you've got it on your shelf.
It's on the shelf because it looks really good. It's a cardboard sleeve, lot of extras. It's clearly a very expensive booklet. I'm not watching that.
9.5 hours.
Three discs.
I just think that's unnecessary.
Also, yeah, it's like anything. It's like, oh, we're trying to uncover the human condition. Well, maybe Toy Story 4 did it in 1.5 hours.
Maybe it'll unlock and enlighten your entire human experience.
Yeah, but the trouble is 9.5 hours. Yeah.
I'm not coming over to watch that with you, Dan. No,
don't do that. No.
Split it up to nine 1-hour segments every Sunday.
I guess, do it like a mini series. That's a good way.
It's a lot. 9 weeks, though. That's a long time to get through.
A lot of brie as well.
It's a lot of brie.
Yeah.
That's a heart attack waiting to happen also.
On a hubcap, yeah. Would you put the sourdough and the brie on a hubcap?
I take whatever I got in the house. There's only a hubcap to serve it on. It's not ideal, but... Just to relive my... How do you relive your youth? I just eat cheese off a hubcap. All right, Dan. Glory days of the late 90s there. 9/11 changed everything, didn't it? Well, it didn't change eating cheese off hubcaps. That was a choice to make.
Oh, fucking hell. All right, what's your track?
Oh, I'll have...
write this down, because I will forget.
Well, I don't know what's on the playlist, so if it's a double up.
Oh. I mean, someone might have chosen it already.
Oh, I doubt it. We've had some shockers.
Had some absolute. Who was? David Oakes?
I'll tell you what. So I don't embarrass myself now. What's the worst one that you've currently got in your opinion?
Was it David Oakes gave us like a weird like prog rock or something?
And like Gabby Fernie, who I adore, and I love this song, but like it's a Sunday morning track. It's you brew in your coffee. What's a lovely. Oh, right, yeah. So it's very
you're
like
your
Prince
sandwich.
Starfish and coffee energy. Like that's a kind of that kind of nice vibe. And Gabby went for Azealia Banks 212, which is one of my favourite songs. It's an absolute
not on
banger.
A Sunday.
I was like, sorry, who gets up on a Sunday morning?
Yeah.
And sings. And just go around the kitchen going, I guess Matt can't get any.
like, real mad.
All right, I'm going to go with then. It's not really a chill out one, but it'll wake you up in the morning. I'll have Bare Naked Ladies 1 week.
It's been. Yeah, I love
you
that.
You love that, don't you?
Yeah, I love that.
I'm not a fan.
Do you know what?
We can't agree on everything.
I know.
I love
you
that
get
song.
One for Beth, one for me.
Yeah. Owen Jones once did a tweet. I adore Owen Jones. And he once did a tweet saying how much he hated that song. And I thought, God, that's...
I hate that song.
The left is becoming problematic. Isn't
yeah. No wonder there's splits on the left all over the place. I love that. That's a cracking addition. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dan.
This has been a joy. Thank you very much. That's only glum at the end there. Been a joy.
shall I check my text on my phone?
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. Should we do that as an extra?
I actually feel sick.
Join up to the Patreon.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Yeah, we're doing a Patreon now. So that would be our first bit of content. You get to see what text I sent. No, I'm not saying that.
Oh, go on.
What? The text I sent?
Yeah. Don't say who it's to.
You don't have to say who it's...
All right, if you subscribe to our Patreon, then you get to find out that basically.
I love it. This is a way this people find so out, fun. Was that Beth who texted me?
Yes.
I'm paying a tenner a month to find out who this is from.
Oh, my God, you know who it was, don't you?
I think I know who it was, but sometimes you go off on... Remember when I thought you'd gone home with someone and I was like, not judgy, but I was like, no, she didn't want to tell me. And then a year later you told me and it was someone else and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Right, okay.
Oh, wait
was
a minute.
I talking about him?
God, this is like the Da Vinci Code meets Sex and the City, you know?
Oh my God, that's how we're going to sell the Patreon.
Oh my God.
Oh, Dan, that's genius. Yeah. Sign up to our Patreon.
Yeah,
it's the Da Vinci Code / Sex in the City.
Oh my God. Thanks, Dan, for that. It was that one. The Harrow based one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I knew it was. Was I talking about it?
Was I? Oh, fucking hell.
No, not in a like. Oh, God, I hope he doesn't listen to this.
He won't. He'll never listen to anything. He's an arsehole.
And on that note.
And on that note, thank you so much for listening. Please join us on the Patreon to see the kind of things that I text after 2 a.m. Thanks, Dan Thomas.
Thank you.
I'm on the town, but Sunday always gets me down. So come by Sunday, make it after 3. Come by Sunday and spend some time with me. All week through I'm on the town, but Sunday always gets me down. So come by Sunday, make it after 3. Come by Sunday.